FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Hey, let me get to my guest because he knows a thing or two about this. That is Curtis Hulk. He's the managing editor for the Media Research Council and also newsbusters.org. Curtis, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good to have you on. You guys spend a lot of time looking at mainstream media coverage. This reaction from the left, certainly words like extremism seemed to dominate their coverage yesterday.
Right, exactly. And it's like it was all pre-baked, baked in to begin with. You know, it's very similar to what we've seen from certain liberal groups like the Women's March, who sent out a statement, no, lambasting Judge XX, you know, or Democracy for America or something like that, sent out a press release that I got that referred to Judge Kavanaugh as a she. They came locked and loaded for all kinds of, different scenarios. And, of course, at the Supreme Court, you had protesters who had rally signs with all the different nominees, and they just handed out the Kavanaugh ones. So the news, you know, this is where the left is at this point. You know, they're so, those that think that they can actually stop this, bless their hearts.
Yeah, well, yeah. Bless their hearts. I like that.
Yeah, because Shannon, you know, and it's getting really ridiculous at this point because, you know, what happened with Shannon Bream at Fox News, she was supposed to do her show live from the Supreme Court because, you know, she hosts the 11 p.m. show, but her longtime beat has been the Supreme Court, so this is a big deal for her. She was going to have Ben Sass and the other Fox correspondents, but she had to bail because she felt threatened. And you know, that's a really sad state of affairs when, you know, a government, you know, place like that, the Supreme Court, is not safe.
Yeah,
for a reporter to do their show.
I would agree. Talking to Curtis Hulk, he is with the Media Research Center. You know, I saw one tweet that was sent out that, or it was a Facebook post, one of the two, talking about the dangerous nominee that the president put forward, and it had the picture of Thomas Hardiman. Like, they even used the wrong picture. They were so anxious to get out something negative about him.
It was the DNC, and it was actually yesterday. So it was not just a couple, a few hours or minutes after Kavanaugh's announcement. It was the next day that they did this, and you just wonder, like, are you guys really losing it? It's a slow train wreck, slow meltdown that you kind of see people in sometimes when things are going well for them. That's what you're seeing with Democrats right now. You had Susan Collins yesterday come out and say, well, he's certainly qualified, which is some of his concerns maybe with some of the other nominees. So, and the fact that this guy's been confirmed all the way through already, it's going to be hard to vote against that. But the news media, they continue this thirst to gin up support. They continue to label him a conservative, a staunch conservative, an intellectual conservative, which is fine, but as we at the Media Research Center have seen for each of the last three Supreme Court nominees, that includes Merrick Garland, the number of liberal or progressive references to these judges were, I think one had once, the other had twice, and I think Merrick Garland had four times. Just unreal. The news media, they want to label judges conservative, and that's fine, but when it comes to liberal justices, they're always referred to as moderate.
Yeah, they had no
ideological label at all.
No, they have no problem with Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, who both received 60-plus votes. I think one received 63 votes, one received 67 votes, and there was no doubt about where they stood politically, on which part of the spectrum they stood on. And you had some Republicans who voted against them, but you didn't have anybody like Chuck Schumer standing up and saying, I will do everything in my power to stop this bad man.
Right, exactly. And it's just, you know, again, it's a slow meltdown that you're seeing here. You know, the left is going insane. You have Michael Moore a few weeks ago suggesting that they surround the Capitol or something to prevent Republicans from getting into voting for whoever the nominee was. And even Bill Maher was kind of like, okay, dude, who's going to do that? You and what army, you know? But again, you know, maybe this is where the left is at this point. As I keep saying, you know, they're resorting to these tactics, and the news media is more than willing to aid and abet them because they're in the same boat. Things aren't going well for them either. And the Supreme Court is just this latest example of how they'll kind of tip the court here. And one last thing in terms of fake news, you have two NBC reporters who tweeted out yesterday. One of them is deleted. The other has kept their tweet up, which I don't, they must be in this for the clicks or something instead of journalism, suggesting that this retirement by Kennedy has been months in the works, and the White House and Kennedy have been colluding to pick Kavanaugh. And that, you know, once Kavanaugh was the pick, Kennedy kind of gave the eye sign and he stepped down.
Yeah, I saw that.
Zero evidence of that.
Well, the one NBC reporter kind of backtracked a little bit and said that she'd gone too far in suggesting that there was a conversation, but that her source, single source, which is always dangerous in reporting, a single source told her that Justice Kennedy had expressed to someone that he wanted to have some, not some say, but he had some preferences in who would replace him. That she based it all on one source.
Again, you wonder how this person got this far in journalism.
Yeah.
That's journalism 101. And yet again, you know, that tweet was up for hours, and then her colleague, Jeff Bennett, who's also reported this, his tweet is still up talking about this.
And it got retweeted all over the place, yeah.
Chuck Todd retweeted it. You know, he's the political director of NBC, for goodness sake. Like, do you really believe this dude? You know, for the left, you know, they always want to attack conservatives as conspiracy theorists and fear mongerers, but this week really shows you more than, you know, really most weeks, that the left really is kind of the party of fear mongering, and the news media is more than willing to help them and even pour gasoline on the situation. And we'll see more of that going forward to his confirmation hearing. They'll try to bork this guy. And there's nothing that they can do to stop them, because as long as Republicans stay together, they can't stop this. And that only gets passing mentions in the press. They still take these protesters seriously. They still take Jeffrey Toobin seriously, that, you know, gays will now be banned from restaurants and bakeries and hotel rooms because Justice Kennedy's no longer.
Well, and you know what? And what you're talking about there is the fact that Brent Bozell there on Newsbusters has even a column up about it today. Is that this won't just be the left against Brett Kavanaugh? It's going to basically be the media arm of the Democratic Party. The media is now an arm of the Democratic Party in many ways. The national media. It's going to be the media versus Brett Kavanaugh, and that's
exactly.
That's a tough battle.
Yes, because in many ways, the media are stronger. The Democratic Party has been so decimated since the 2016 election that the media has kind of surpassed them as being the more powerful arm of the left. So that's really where you're going to see the pressure come from. Not just MSNBC primetime, you know, or CNN primetime, but, you know, journalists, supposedly neutral journalists, will be clawing tooth and nail. I guess they'll put their, you know, impeach and cuff Trump projects aside. You know, they'll save them on the desktop and put that away to go after Brett Kavanaugh here. You know, maybe it's a scary Catholic faith, or that he serves meals at soup kitchens. They'll find some story.
Yeah.
And they'll try to hold it over his head, like Mitt Romney with the dog on the roof, or that, you know, he held down a kid and they cut his hair one time. You know, they'll find stories like this. And they've done that with Trump officials like Stephen Miller, you know, being like, he was in third grade and I knew this guy was mean, you know. They'll do that. And I'm sure, you know, hopefully the voters and the Republican senators, they're not focused on that. And for Collins and Murkowski, that I haven't seen as much mentions of this, John McCain put out a glowing statement in support of this guy. So that really gives cover for Collins
sure.
and Murkowski to
sure
come out and support this. You know, that John McCain thinks so highly of this guy. I'm surprised, because John McCain did something, you know, Republican-ish. So therefore, when he does that, the news media either A, ignore it, or B, they pretend that he's the worst person in the world.
Yeah, temporarily. That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen,
so
Curtis,
anti-Trump again.
Curtis, I appreciate your time. Curtis Huck, he's the one of the managing editors at Newsbusters and with the Media Research Center. You can go to newsbusters.org to read more of their posts on that and other interesting stories. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone.
Take care of yourself. Appreciate that.